President Trump arrived at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland today. His insistent push for the U.S. to own Greenland has captured the world's attention. And he made news at this forum, ruling out, at least for now, the use of military force.
We probably won't get anything unless I decide to use excessive strength and force, where we would be, frankly, unstoppable. But I won't do that. Okay? Now everyone's saying, oh, good. That's probably the biggest statement I made, because people thought I would use force. I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force.
Trump also ended up backing down from an earlier threat of higher tariffs on 8 European countries. We're joined now by NPR's senior White House correspondent, Tamara Keith, who's been monitoring Trump's remarks from Washington. Hi, Tam.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, let's start with Greenland. It's a territory of Denmark, which is, of course, a member of NATO. Denmark's a U.S. ally. How did Trump today re-explain his desire for the U.S. to take over Greenland?
Well, he said it is in the Western Hemisphere and is strategically important for U.S. national security. He insisted the U.S. is the only country with the strength to defend it, develop it, and improve it. He called for immediate negotiations to discuss U.S. acquisition.
And all we're asking for is to get Greenland, including right title and ownership, because you need the ownership to defend it. You can't defend it on a lease.
He called this a very small ask, but in fact, it has caused a major rift with U.S. allies in Europe. And this would be a good time to note that NATO has a mutual defense agreement. And the only time it has been invoked was after 9/11, when European countries helped the United States.
That's right.